Hey everybody, I'm back. It's Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Camp Rocks here on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature songs and interviews from different Jewish camps all over the country. This week's episode, we're going to check out songs from the URJ Kutz camp in Warwick, New York. Kutz is Nifty's summer home, Nifty being the North American Federation of Temple Youth, the youth movement. And at Kutz, 9th through 12th graders come to do intensive leadership training they can bring back to their communities. I had the opportunity to actually be one of Kutz Camp's head song leaders for about three summers from 2013 to 2015. So this episode and this place in particular have a personal connection to it for me. So we'll get started right off the bat. Our first song lets us know exactly what time it is. It says Hava Nashira, right? Come on, let us sing. And this melody was written by Josh Nelson. So Josh and I met all the way back when I was in middle school, except he for sure had no idea that we had met. His brother John Nelson was the music and tefillah accompanist at the Rashi Jewish Day School, where I went to school, which was then housed in the old Aquinas College building in Newton, Massachusetts, although it now has a more permanent home and building out in Dedham, Massachusetts. And when I was in middle school, I used to join John playing for weekly Friday services at the end of the school day. This was right around the beginning of my song leading journey. I had just started song leading and playing guitar, and I had a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of passion, a new guitar, and I loved getting to play music with John every week. Anyways, one of those weeks, John brought his band, Yom Chadash, to play along, which included his brother Josh Nelson, and two other musicians, Dave Lefkowitz and Adam Denner. I got the chance to meet those guys and jam with them, probably a blip on their radar, but pretty memorable in my life. Something like 7 or 8 years later, right, this would have been now 2010, I went to my first Hava Nashira convention in Wisconsin, and I ran into Josh Nelson, where he serves on faculty at this convention. I went up to him, and I told him that we had actually met before, and asked him if he remembered a scrawny little kid playing music with him and his brother John at the Rashi School all those years ago. And he kind of looked at me for a second with this, like, you know, crunched his eyebrows and was not totally sure. And then he all of a sudden got really excited and was like, "That was you? Dude, you slayed. You were so good." And it was such a really comical and amazing and memorable experience just to have that moment with him. And so we've built a great friendship since then. I'm lucky enough to get to see him and teach with him every so often when our paths cross. So this is Hava Nashira from Josh Nelson on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Shira, Shir Hallelujah, Shir Hallelujah. Hava, Hava Nashira, 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 Shir Hallelujah, Shir Hallelujah. Yeah. Shira, Shir Hallelujah, Shir Hallelujah. Hava, Hava na Shira, Shir Hallelujah, Shir Hallelujah.
That was Hava Nashira from Josh Nelson from the album Lift. I'm Jacob Spike Krause, and you are listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio. Our next song is from Debbie Friedman. It's called Miriam's Song. So I found that this song is an absolute rage fest everywhere I've ever heard it sung. We're talking kids and adults alike going nuts for this rendition of part of the story of the parting of the Red Sea. I love this tune because how often is it that we truly celebrate our female heroes in the Torah, right? It's such a patriarch-heavy book, it's important, I think, to recognize the contributions to our heritage from the women in the Torah, as well as the men. This tune became so popular, actually, that people began using it in services in place of the Micha Mocha. Now, Debbie Friedman loved that people wanted to include it, but maybe wasn't so keen on people replacing the text, the liturgical text, for the prayer of the Micha Mocha, and so she wrote a tune for Micha Mocha that actually goes seamlessly with this piece. I think many of us are familiar with it, right? Lie, 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 lie. That she wrote, actually, so that we could go from Miriam's Song into Micha Mocha in the service and actually keep Miriam's Song as a piece of the service, but not replace the liturgical text of that moment. So this is Miriam's Song from Debbie Friedman on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
She crafted her delight, a woman touched with spirit. She dances toward the light. And the women dancing with their timbrels followed Miriam as she sang her song. Sing a song to the one whom we've exalted. Miriam and the women danced and danced all night long. When Miriam stood upon the shores and gazed across the sea, the wonder of this miracle she soon came to believe. Whoever thought the sea would part with an outstretched hand, and we would pass to freedom and march to the promised land. And the women dancing with their timbrels followed Miriam as she sang her song. Sing a song to the one whom we've exalted. Miriam and the women danced. Timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her just as she had planned. And Miriam raised her voice in song, she sang with praise and might. We've just lived through a miracle, we're going to dance tonight. And the women dancing with their timbrels followed Miriam as she sang her song. Sing a song to the one whom we've exalted. Miriam and the women danced and danced all night long.
That was Miriam's Song from Debbie Friedman on the album, And You Shall Be a Blessing. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're still listening to Jewish Camp Rocks here on Jewish Rock Radio. We're going to pop on over to Israel for a second. Our next song is from the Israeli group Nava Tehillah. It's their setting of Oseh Shalom. This version of Oseh Shalom really stands out to me for two reasons. The first being the B section of the melody, which is a nigun, a song without words. Now in America, when we sing nigunim, often we use the syllable li-li-li, right? Not L-I-E, but L-A-I, just as a nonsense syllable, li-li-li. And that was how I learned this piece when it was taught to me. But actually, if you listen to the recording, the piece was not written with a li-li-li, but a le-le-le-le-le-le-le, an L-E-Y instead of an L-A-I, which is a much more Middle Eastern vowel shape and kind of changed the tone and the texture of the piece. The other reason that I really like this piece, and it really makes me think, is that they include this piece of text, Ve'al Kol Yisrael, right? Asking for peace, Ve'al Kol Yisrael, on all of Israel, Ve'al Kol Yoshvei Tevel, and on all who dwell on earth. It's such a powerful idea to me that a group of Israelis who would sing a peace prayer for Israel and for the Jewish people would not stop there, but that they would make sure to include not just their own people, but people everywhere. Right, it reinforces this idea of the interconnectedness of all people and reminds us that it takes more than one side to make peace happen. So this is Oseh Shalom from Nava Tehillah on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Oseh Shalom b'momam, hu yaseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael.
can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
We want to share a very special thanks to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting the JRR Jewish Camp Rocks series. Championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness, Positive Jewish Living provides resources for those seeking a fresh, accessible Jewish experience. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook today, learn more, and join this extraordinary movement.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
Hey, I missed you, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Jacob Spike Krause, and you're still listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature songs and interviews from camp around the country. This week, we're checking out music from the URJ Kutz Camp in Warwick, New York. Now, our next song is from Rabbi Noam Katz. It's called Ufaratzta. So, I've decided that Noam might be the king of the super catchy pop melody. If you remember, and if you don't remember, you can check it out in our archives. In the Gucci episode, Goldman Union Camp Institute, from a few weeks ago, we heard Noam's version of Am Yisrael Chai that was inspired by his visit to Uganda. And that melody just kind of made you want to get up and dance and bop around. So this song is no different. His song Ufaratzta uses words from Jacob's dream of the angels and the ladder back in the book of Genesis, where God tells Jacob that his descendants will multiply and expand in all four directions, Yama to the west, Vakedma to the east, Tzafona to the north, and Vanegba to the south, and that God will always be with Jacob and his descendants. So in his verses, Noam adds a personal interpretation of God's pledge to Jacob. He says, "May you always try to inspire, may you be a light that shines the way, and may you help to spread peace and love to all four corners of the earth." Now, everywhere that I've ever gone, from Kutz Camp to Eisner, where I grew up, to many of the places that I visited in my summer travels, this song comes with mandatory hand motions, and I'm using big air quotes, even though you can't see me, mandatory hand motions, because I don't know that Noam came up with these or that they were a part of the composition, but I've seen literally the same hand motions everywhere all over the country, so air quotes, mandatory hand motions, and I'm going to teach them to you now, and we can do them along as you listen in your car or on your headphones or in your house or wherever you're listening to our episode. So, in the chorus, we're going to hear Yama Yama, we're going to stick our left hand out to the side, and then we're going to hear Vakedma Kedma, we're going to stick our right hand out to the side. Tzafona, we're going to kind of bring our hands both up above our heads, and then Vanegba, we're going to roll them down in front of us like a rolling pin almost, one over the other all the way down. So, Yama Yama, left hand, Vakedma Kedma, right hand, Tzafona, bring them up above your head, Vanegba, roll them down like a rolling pin in front of your body. This is Ufaratzta from Rabbi Noam Katz on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Anana, 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 anana. Yama, Vakedma, Kedma, Tzafona, Vanegba, Yama, Yama, Vakedma, Kedma, Tzafona, Vanegba. Each and every day, and may you let the קדמה, קדמה, צפונה והנגבה.
That was Ufaratsta from Rabbi Noam Katz. I hope you did the hand motions. I know that I sure did. From the album A Drum in Hand. This is Jacob Spycrouse, and once again, you're listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio. All right, our next song is really, really special. We've got for you here on Jewish Rock Radio, Jewish Camp Rocks, the Kutz Camp episode, a never-before-heard demo recording from one of Kutz Camp's own head song leaders this year, my really good buddy Noah Diamonstein, future rabbi extraordinaire, and it's his setting of Lecha Dodi. So I've spoken to Noah a little bit about his journey, and he started writing Jewish music only a few months ago, but he already has composed several beautiful and lasting melodies to liturgical texts. In speaking with Kutz kids about the music of camp, which is one of the things that I do on my travels in preparation for these shows, is figure out what music are you singing, why do you love it? One common theme was that the kids loved the original pieces that Noah had been introducing to the Kutz Camp repertoire. Now, he only started writing a couple months ago, so Noah told me he hasn't recorded any of his music officially yet, but I begged and pleaded and put in some good words, and he was gracious enough to pop into the Kutz Camp recording studio and lay down this acoustic demo for his setting of Lecha Dodi. So this is the first time anyone is going to get to hear this recording. I'm so excited to share it with you. This is Lecha Dodi from Noah Diamonstein on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Whoa, 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 whoa. kala. B'nei Shabbat Nekabila. Likrat Shabbat Lechu v'nelcha. Mekor ha-beracha Merosh mikedem nesucha Sof ma'ase v'machshava Techila Dodi likar kala Bnei Shabbat nekabela Itoreri, itoreri Kiva orech kumi ori Daberi Kivod Adonai Alayich Nigla Licha Dodim Likar Kala Nei Shabbat Nekabela Boi v'shalom Ateret bala Gam besimcha Uvzola Toch emunei Am segula Boi chala, boi chala, licha dodi, likrat kala. Bnei Shabbat Nekabela Licha Dodi Likrat Kala Bnei Shabbat Nekabela
How amazing was that tune? That was Licha Dodi from Noah Diamondstein, a never-before-heard demo recording. Folks, stay on the lookout for music from Noah Diamondstein, new Jewish composer. His music is so good. It's so fundamentally joyful and tastefully delicious. This is Jacob Spike Krause. You're listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio. Our next song is from Shlomo Carlebach. It's his Ode Yishama. So this melody, I think, has taken on a life of its own at URJ camps over the years because the recording that you're going to hear in a minute doesn't sound totally like a Kutz Camp song session. It doesn't have the life and the energy and the vivacity of a Kutz Camp song session. But I had to include this piece to be able to tell you about a snapshot, a moment in history that is so quintessentially Kutz. So first, about our text. Our text comes from the book of Jeremiah, and it says, "It will yet be heard in the cities of Judea and parts of Jerusalem, the sounds of joy and gladness, the voice of the groom and the bride." So it's a song about the joy of weddings and happiness and love. Now, a few years back, on Friday, June 24th, 2011, New York, which is where Kutz is located, passed the Marriage Equality Act, and became one of the first states to recognize same-sex marriage. Now, I wasn't at the Kutz camp in 2011, so I didn't get to experience this moment firsthand, but it was a Friday, so that same evening, Kabbalat Shabbat, they did a Shabbat song session. As the camp found out about the passage of the act, the camp was singing Odi Shema, and so when they got to the part of the song that sings Kol Chatan V'Kol Kala, they sang Kol Chatan V'Kol Chatan, every groom and every groom. And on the repeat, on the second time through, they sang Kol Kala V'Kol Kala, every bride and every bride. And people were crying. It was this really beautiful way to mark an important moment in New York State history, to combine it with our Jewish heritage. It was really, really beautiful from everything that I've heard from people that have been there. And it's so quintessentially Kutz, right? Kutz is a place where you can discover yourself. It's a place of inclusion, of equality, of the struggle for social justice. And nothing epitomizes that place quite like that snapshot of time. So this is Odi Shama from Shlomo Carlbach on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Jewish Rock Radio is listener-supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
We want to share a very special thanks to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting the JRR Jewish Camp Rocks series. Championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness, Positive Jewish Living provides resources for those seeking a fresh, accessible Jewish experience. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook today, learn more, and join this extraordinary movement.
The official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm still Jacob Speckkraus, and you're still listening to Jewish Camp Rocks here on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature songs and interviews from camp. This week, don't forget, we're checking out music from the URJ Kutz Camp in Warwick, New York. Nifty summer home. Our next song is from Dan Nichols. It's called B'Tselem Elohim. So this song is important because it successfully does what so many artists, including myself, have tried to accomplish year after year after year, and that is to make Torah text accessible to everybody. So the concept of B'Tselem Elohim, right, that we're all created in the image of God, is probably not a foreign concept to anyone who paid attention in their Hebrew school classroom growing up. Don't know exactly how many people that is, but I digress. What Dan does in the bridge of his tune is bring in the actual first three words of the Torah, right? First three words of the book of Genesis, Bereshit bara Elohim, in the beginning, God created. It's going to go on to talk about God creating the heaven and the earth. But what Dan has done by bringing in those words, Bereshit bara Elohim, is add substance to the idea that not only did God create us all, but the way that God created us was in God's image, equally, all together. So this song has a structure that makes it accessible to all ages. It's a quick learn, quick teach. The verses follow the same pattern. There's a yeah, yeah section that's really catchy. It's classic. It's full of ruach. It's full of hope. So I introduce to you B'Tselem Elohim from Dan Nichols here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Yeah, yeah,
That was B'Tselem Elohim from Dan Nichols from the album Be Strong. I'm Jacob Spike Kraus, and you're listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio. All right, so not sure who this is. Our last song is from some guy named Jacob Spike Kraus. It's called What Makes You Glow. So What Makes You Glow is a song that I wrote actually at the URJ Eisner Camp in Great Barrington, where I grew up, and I wrote it in the summer of 2012, but I didn't get a chance to teach it there before that summer ended, and the next summer was my first at the URJ Kutz Camp, and I continued at Kutz for 3 summers. So for me, Kutz is really where What Makes You Glow took shape and identity. It's based on a text from Pirkei Avot that teaches everyone has their time and everything has its place. It was such an important concept for me to write about, this idea that no matter who or what or where you are important, you do have value, you do belong. Now, as a songwriter, the great thing about teaching music at Kutz is that kids come from all over the country and bring what they learn back with them. So I kind of freak out a little bit. I still, to this day, get little videos or Snapchats or texts of different communities singing What Makes You Glow, or I'll come to a synagogue where I've never been before, and they'll be like, oh yeah, we already know What Makes You Glow. We love it. It's our favorite song. We do it every Sunday morning. So I don't know that I'll ever really get over that. It's humbling in a way that I've never really experienced before, but as long as this message of inclusion and equality and the importance of everybody and the idea that everybody belongs somewhere is getting around the world, then that's what's really important to me. That's enough for me. So this is What Makes You Glow from me, Jacob Spike Kraus, on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Fish swim, birds fly, days do, night sky. Rain soaks, sun dries, I call, you reply. I just need to know just what makes you glow. She'en lecha adam she'en lo shav, ein lecha davar she'en. I mean, I really do believe that everybody's got something to show. Some write, some sing, some take, all bring, some laugh, some cry. Some call, I'll reply. I just need to know just what makes you glow. She'en lecha adam she'en lo shav, ein lecha davar she'en lo makom. Everybody's got something to show. All creation has its own time to shine, and every person's got something to bring. So if you're feeling like the world's passed you by, just give them a reason to sing. She'en lecha Adam she'en lo shav, ein lecha davar she'en lo makom. Ve'ani ma'amin, amin, I really do believe that everybody's got something. She'en lecha Adam she'en lo shav, ein lecha davar she'en lo makom. Ve'ani ma'amin, amin, I really do believe that everybody's got something to show. Na 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 na
That was What Makes You Glow from Jacob Spike Krause off my album Shake Off the Dust. And that's going to be it for us for now. I had so much fun sharing some of the music and stories of the URJ Kutz camp for this last hour. We want to share a very special thanks to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting the Jewish Rock Radio Jewish Camp Rocks series. Championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness, Positive Jewish Living provides resources for those seeking a fresh, accessible Jewish experience. You can visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook today to learn more and join the extraordinary movement. You can stream the last episode of Jewish Camp Rocks and learn more about the artists featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock. See you later, y'all. Talk soon. Big love. Bye.